Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Seeking beauty and love in our lives. Now, my personal experience with this is an ongoing process, obviously, as all of us are. We are on a journey, we are on a track. From birth to death, it's always this time period, isn't it? So we seek these two things, beauty and love, in our lives, in whatever we are drawn to. Some may find it in music, some may find it in arts, some may find it in people and service, some may find it in research and scientific or any kind of quest that they have in any particular interest subject. All these are so astrologically dependent, but never mind the subject of interest or where your mind and your heart is drawn to, predominantly the heart center, where your heart is drawn to, where do you feel the pulse of life that sends chills through your bones, that sends vibration through your body so that your hair stands on its ends. You know, that's the calling which I'm pointing you to here towards. Okay, it's, let's say, music and art forms, any kind of art form that you may be drawn to. Maybe visual, it may be auditory, it may be kinesthetic, it may be anything really. Any form of expression that you engage with in the external world has to have that signature for you which has a touch of beauty in it. Because as long as you don't find that beautiful thread that runs as life energy through all creation, everything will kind of take a very dry color. Life can become dry, it can become routine, it can become what we call as normally as boring. It's so dull and dreary and boring, this whole thing called life. What is this about? It's just about a job, some money, some recognitions for the sake of, you know, pampering the ego and so on. Or is there something more? Is there something that rings in my bones, that brings tears to my eyes, that sends chills through my body? I want to follow that. That is my soul calling. That is where I am drawn towards. That is what I must do. That is what I am born here for in this body. In ways I can express and feel. The feel factor. The Venus and the Moon factor. What do you want to feel in this world? That's where you are drawn towards, and we can analyze this with many different kind of ascendant combinations and nakshatra combinations even. But find that with all your passion, find that with all your your talent for digging around inside your psychological self, emotional self, explore the world, explore different kinds of art forms. Art is the best way, I feel. And even that, music is the best way, because sounds have a mathematical signature to them. They have a connotation of strings of mathematical equations that ring in our DNA. It's very complex how this works, but music is the simplest approach which can change your moods, change your thing to something that brings a tear or two to your eyes, something that resolves your wounds that you have accrued through in life. This is a very wounded planet. Everybody is running around with 20,000 different kinds of wounds. Be it ancestral, be it society, be it cultural, be it the historical baggage of this planet. I mean, if you can go down that rabbit hole of wounding, people need to cry out their lungs out. People need to shed tears every day so that it is healing for them. Not for the sake of anything else. Tears are healing. So is laughter, so is joy, so is music. So you need to find these signatures that I'm offering here. You need to find something that has a signature of finding beauty, because in that beauty you will discover love, and in that love you will discover life, and that life will go through love and through beauty, and it's like a pulse, it'll move in and out of you. And that's what you're here to experience, otherwise life can become really dry really fast. It's not about knowledge. Knowledge is a very dry thing. Wisdom is a very dry thing. You need to find that love here. You need to find that tone which sings the song of joy, which is poetic, which is... Well, I'm sharing through all these words the energy and the signature of joy itself as an expression of life. Life is inherently extremely selfishly loving and beautiful in and of itself. It is exotic. It is sensual. You need to feel that. Otherwise, what are you living for? Everything else is just furniture in life. Let it be your relatives, friends, spouse, anything. You are here to experience something at a deeply profound, life-giving, core of life kind of manner, because that's the nature of your being. And that's what you are here to experience. Your sexualness, your eroticness. The soul is existentially erotic creature in and of itself. And if you're not experiencing that in the form of everyday stuff, in the form of music, in the form of painting, in the form of creating something within yourself or in the external world, which puts you in close contact with this life energy itself. That's what we are here to experience. That's what you're here to bring in. Experience for yourself. Forget everybody else. Forget the whole world. Just for yourself. Don't try to make this into some altruistic pursuit. Spirituality is the most selfish kind of pursuit there is. It's nothing to do with altruism. It's nothing to do with anybody else other than you. Everybody is here on a lonely trip from birth to death. Nobody really knows who you are. Try and find that beauty signature. Signature of beauty will carry the signature of love. That is love itself as you seeking you more and more. It may come through expression of through the external world. Of course it does. We are living in a three-dimensional world. So everything will come as a reflection from external world also. But you have got to be that to begin with. Find that love, find that beauty, find that expression which is joyful, which is creative in its expression, which is expansive. You feel beyond the boundaries of your skin, as if you are 20, 30 meters wide as a body. Think of it like a globe, vibrating light globe that you're walking inside of, like a big balloon of energy. You need to be expanded in that form. You need to be feeling that within yourself. You need to be feeling that every single day. It may come as a release of wound. It may come as a release of tears. You have to feel tears in this world in order to process your wound, which is basically nothing but your whole ancestral wound. You didn't come with any wounds inherently. You came with all this ancestral baggage once you take on a body. So let yourself cry. Let yourself express. Let yourself go wherever you need to go, whatever you need to feel, just to feel something in this world. It's a very vital part of spiritual life. It's a very vital part for a sensitive being, for an old soul, for the younger children of new consciousness, for everyone. In this awakening energy, this pulse is extremely strong. It is asking you to be disconnecting with everything that feels like furniture, everything that feels like baggage, everything that feels that is not you. It is asking you to leave it behind. It is asking you to get in touch with your own joy, your own sense of being alive in your body. All right? I'll leave you with this much energy for now. Take care.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.